Truth Works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 33.
Hi, yep, it's me, Dion, helping you find, speak, and live your true purpose. How do we connect with an audience? How do we make good decisions in the moment to influence someone? Last week on our three-day retreat, we were exploring what it means to truly connect with an audience. How to use appropriate and relevant positive or negative emotion to get an audience to experience something. Although I don't believe emotion is that binary. Brené Brown calls this being vulnerable. So how do we truthfully connect with an audience so we and they experience something? And there is a takeaway for them. The other morning, I woke to a gorgeous sunrise, a rare thing recently in the UK. And today, well, it's pitter-pouring rain, constant rain, on the roof. Clearly, looking up on the roof. I read my emails as the sun was rising over the delights of Wandsworth, South London. I noticed an inquiry from someone. It included the phrase, "Can you help us build our professional shields?" What? What's a professional shield? Reading the email further, I realized it meant managing our emotions at work. This email and last week at the retreat got me thinking, how do we truthfully connect with an audience? When we create a version of self devoid of emotion, we live and lead on autopilot. We stop living. We tend to shut out significant signposts of ourselves and others. Being vulnerable is who we are as humans. Showing appropriate and relevant emotion helps us connect with ourselves and the audience. Susan David, in her TED Talk, The Gift and Power of Emotional Courage, talks about using all of our emotions, the good ones and the not so good ones. She doesn't call them positive and negative. They're all useful. There is a science about this emotion process. We call it our gut instinct. The science suggests in order to make good decisions, we must do some emotional processing beforehand. In other words, we need to feel something to make a good decision and have the impact we want. Think about it, when we get really annoyed with something, it's better to just walk away because when we've had space, we can make a better decision. From a public speaking perspective, we connect truthfully with an audience when we let go of what we think the audience might be thinking. When we notice our emotions and recognize they're not who we are, we can use this newfound awareness to achieve a state of flow, a state of mind where we make better decisions. We stop the autopilot behavior. When we pay attention to our body and how we are communicating, we begin to experience an inner peace. I call it presence. Some call it charisma. So how do I master charisma or presence and connect with an audience? Mastering presence and connecting with an audience requires the meshing together of the inner state, your emotions, driven by your intent, which is the state of mind, and your external body language. Think about it. When was the last time you were fully conscious of what you felt and how you were affecting others in a moment while you were with them? Work on this, and the results come. In front of an audience, be a version of yourself in that moment. Consciously choose the emotions you wish to show. See how you are being as a performance, almost fulfilling a role, some kind of role that you're playing that's truthful though. A role where you allow your relevant and appropriate feelings and emotions to be present. So here are my four steps to letting go of your professional shield and showing up with relevant and appropriate emotion and truthfully connecting with an audience. One, choose an intent, a single word that is emotive. It fuels an emotional state and certain behaviors in you. I use my values as they drive my behavior. Two, throughout the conversation, or presentation or talk, allow your intent to be front of mind. See if you can be less concerned with what the audience is thinking and focus on your intent. Three, obviously you will be prepared for the content of your talk or your presentation or what you're about to say in the meeting. So let go of any attachment to how this ought to be delivered and focus your mind on points one and two above. And then four, observe yourself. Pay attention to what you are experiencing, your emotion state, and what is happening around you, the audience's reactions. But be careful not to be driven solely by the audience's reactions. Over time, you'll notice you connect more truthfully with your audience. Have a go and have a brilliant week.
For more information, please visit truth-works.co.uk.